When Anya's eyes slid open, darkness still enveloped the entire campsite. Inside the shelter, Anya felt warm and snug. The survival blankets Bob had placed over her earlier in the night had done their job. Her head didn't seem to hurt anymore, much to her relief. She knew hours must have passed, but what time was it? Why hadn't Gregor woken Bob to relieve him on guard duty? Anya frowned, working her way out from the lean-to. She winced as the cold night air hit her. There was a distinct bite to it, and her skin, which had been warm inside, seemed to stretch taut against the cold. The sky overhead showed no stars, only the dark clouds of an approaching storm. Embers glowed a deep red in the campfire pit, but it appeared to have been some time since fresh wood had been added to it. Gregor was nowhere to be seen. It didn't make any sense to Anya that he would have abandoned them. He wouldn't have gone through all the trouble of helping Anya with her concussion if he'd intended to desert them all along. Snow had covered the landscape while she slumbered. There was maybe an inch on the ground, but no more. Still, looking at the sky again, Anya sensed that there'd be more in the coming day. That meant they needed to get to Yakutsk as soon as daylight broke. But judging from the sky, it seemed the dawn was still a good way off. Anya retraced her steps to the fire and knelt down by the log where she'd last seen Gregor sitting. Anya gently touched the wood and found it cold. Her hands felt the muddy ground. She found the dull impressions left behind by his boots and began to follow them as they headed away from the fire in a straight line. 10 feet from the fire, they vanished. Gregor's footsteps were easy to find close to the fire because the ground was warm and muddy there. But farther away, the ground was cold and hard, and the footsteps didn't show nearly as well as they had a few feet back. Anya stepped carefully through the snow, knowing that even a shallow layer could prove slippery. She didn't want to add a broken leg to her list of injuries. The ground sloped down away from the camp, and Anya followed her instincts, moving to the left. She seemed to be walking parallel to the side of the mountain. To her left, the land sloped up, back the way she'd come. To her right, it leveled off for some distance and then seemed to disappear into the darkness. She was convinced that she was close to wherever Gregor had ended up. Anya pivoted, squinting into the darkness. She caught herself, and then, instead of peering directly at the noise, she turned her head and tried to look out of the corner of her eyes, using her more light-sensitive peripheral vision. Nothing. This was getting weird. She had the distinct impression that she was being watched, and she didn't like it one bit. Anya closed her eyes and visualized the sword. Just as she was about to close her hands over it, a hand slid over her mouth, and she felt herself being taken down from behind. Another hand kept her from hitting the ground hard. She felt brute force keeping her pinned, but without hurting her.
Quiet.
Anya relaxed some, trying to twist to see Gregor and ask what was going on. Instead of releasing the pressure, Gregor pointed off to the right. Anya could see that the ground fell away, forming a steep cliff that dropped down into some sort of valley. At the bottom of it, perhaps a half a mile away, she could see a dim glow.
Do not speak. It will hear us.
From half a mile away? I've never heard of a person that could pick up a whisper from that distance.
Anya strained her eyes to see what Gregor was so interested in, but any detail seemed to elude her. She could make out some kind of figure stooped over, huddling in front of something, perhaps a campfire. No, the light would have been yellow or orange. This light was a pale shade of blue-green. Gregor released Anya, who rolled to face him.
Whisper only.
Why did you sneak up on me?
You would have fallen over the edge if you'd kept going.
Anya looked again. Gregor was right. A few more steps ahead of her, there was a shallow depression that gave way to a deep gorge. A pocket of snow inside it would have caused her to slide right over the edge.
Thanks.
Your scream would have alerted the thing down there.
Thing?
Did you not see the color of it?
I don't know what I saw. It's too dark and I can't see that far.
Perhaps we will find out later when we reach Yakutsk. Rise, we should return to camp. It will be light in a few hours.
You haven't slept yet.
No.
Why not?
Because that thing back there was hunting earlier. and it was only by luck it did not stumble across us. Otherwise, we might not be having this talk.
You're kidding me, right?
You should know one thing about me. I do not joke about life and death.
Gregor turned and headed back the way they had come. With an uneasy glance over her shoulder, Anya followed.